Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Photo Talk episode 40. Today's topic is women in photography. And we have a distinguished panel in front of me here. We're going to talk about their roles and how they gather resources to learn photography. So, Elizabeth, why don't you be first and tell us about yourself?
Okay. I'm Elizabeth Boatman, and I'm what you'd call an enthusiast. I didn't really get into digital photography until 2009 when I got my first point-and-shoot. It was a Panasonic Lumix. And I quickly became sort of disillusioned with that, and so I switched to a Nikon D7000. Unfortunately, when I got that, I found out that I didn't know how to use all of the little buttons and gizmos.
Yeah, okay.
So I signed up for some classes, and I'm working on that.
Okay. And you liking that?
Yeah, I do like it. It's okay. A little heavy, kind of bulky.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's another thing, this discussion about women in photography, is that things you have to carry around. So let's hold off on that. Next is Janice.
Hi, I'm Janice Demain, and I too am fairly new to digital photography. I had a point and shoot at the time when I took a few classes with Anthony Feliciano, and that kind of put me in a position where I could get information about what kind of digital camera to purchase. And Anthony suggested the Nikon D90, and I still have that. I started doing all of this mid-2010, and I've been working with the same camera ever since then.
Okay. And then next we have Yvette.
Yes, my name is Yvette Weilacher, and I was mostly a snapshot photographer. Me and my sister, we did a lot of the family photos. I have boxes of photos. That was a lot of that was film days. I did have a Nikon FM2 camera back then. I thought that was pretty cool. But once I got into digital, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. So yes, I took classes as well. And then got involved with the photo club, the local photo club, and I've learned a lot since then. And the biggest thing I think I learned is why, when I look at a picture like in a magazine, why does that look so good and my pictures just look mediocre? Mm-hmm. And then I learned about composition, and then that was a big eye-opener.
Okay, good. Okay, next is Alma.
Hi, I'm Alma Tilly, middle initial R, so I sometimes go by Art. I've been interested in photography since I think I was born with the interest to hold camera. It was in elementary school, but all my parents could afford was the little cardboard cameras, and then we couldn't even afford to develop the film, so it wasn't very much fun learning photography that way. But then in late 90s, I had my children, and I knew it that I had to, you know, get me a real camera. So I got my first real SLR, but then it wasn't long before the digital world came in, and I had to kind of transform into learning this whole mm-hmm. other way of, you know, mechanism and camera. So now I have a Canon 50D. And I think that's about all my little wrist can handle for now. So
okay.
It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Now, I'll say, so Alma's been on the podcast before, as I was saying. She's, the topic was concept photography, so you might remember, hear her voice. And guess what? She's also the introductory voice on the part of the podcast that introduces the program. So thanks, Alma. I think you've heard all over the world in the beginning part and the end part, so I appreciate that. Now, let's start the discussion, and that is not how you started so much, but how do you think your career or hobby, whatever you want to call it, photography, has affected you, your agenda? Is it because Is something getting your way? Do men get in your way at all because you're a female photographer? Do they help you out? Yes or no? Anybody?
I would say that they help me out. I mean, generally, they're full of tips and advice. I ask for help. I ask for advice. They're not exclusionary or something like that.
Right.
It's not a confrontation.
Okay.
It's a collaboration.
Okay.
And so I don't really feel like there's okay. any kind of confrontation.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to say anything about that at all?
Well, coming into the RC Photo Club in California, it was mostly men when I first joined, and then it grew some more, and more women, you know, signed up for membership. And my experience has been that talking to the other women, we would often say after a meeting, wow, that was really over my head. Did you understand that? It became, you know, rather technical. But since then, and again, that was like 2010, we have, at the club, have made great strides in the men doing so much tutorial stuff that I think the women are beginning to feel a lot more comfortable.
Because
of all of the teaching that goes on within the meeting.
Okay.
And then there are mentors that you can go to after the meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't found one male that isn't really willing, you know, to help. In fact, I was going to say, in fact, if I presented a photograph, you know, when we would share photographs, sometimes one of the men would come up afterwards and they say, you know, I wanted to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would help me out.
So they've been helpful.
Yes.
All right. But I have to say, because we didn't mention this, that you all are members of the photo club?
Yes, we are.
Which is that?
The RC Photo Club. It's in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's helped you in your photography then? Being involved in a club, right?
Oh, it's made all the difference in the world.
Made the difference
yeah.
in the world, okay. Let me ask you this a different way about you leaning toward the men to tell you. How does that happen? Why is it that the guys are telling you about photography? How did we get on this situation?
Well, I think it was more of a man's world all the time, even when it was film photography and photojournalism probably was more of a field for men. And when women finally got into it, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now that the cameras are like small machines.
Yes, and I think it just happens to be that men gravitate towards machines and technology and computers and that type of thing. And many of them had to make the leap from film to digital, but they were eager to do so because they feel comfortable in that field, where women perhaps not so much. And that's a broad generalization, you know, a big generalization.
I'm not so sure, though, that I agree with that.
Okay.
It wasn't that I was fearful of digital and didn't want to make the leap from film. It was that I just had a really fun film camera. I didn't want to move because I was comfortable. Okay, maybe lazy. Didn't want to take the time or effort to make the change.
Okay.
But as far as men in photography,
yeah,
perhaps there's maybe it is a more grueling profession, I don't know.
This is more physical, and you carry heavy things, the camera's heavy.
Yeah, photojournalism, assignments overseas or something like that, having to go up the Amazon, maybe that's more a man's thing than
a woman's thing. How many women do we see taking photos at a football game?
Well, not too many.
How many in a baseball game?
No.
Not that many?
No. Although I suppose...
And statistically, if we would look that up or just yell into our little microphone for Google, we would probably find that if we said statistically, what is the ratio male to female? And I think you would find it really heavy on the male side, even today.
Okay. What about editorial fashion type? Do you think women are more, not dominant, but at least showing up?
In fashion photography?
Yeah.
I think they're showing up, but I still think it's a male-dominant field. Okay. Yeah, I think women want those photographs of their children, their families, the sentimental moments, and they want it now, and they want to be able to do it themselves.
So what are you going to do about it? What kind of things you think should make the change? Because we're not only talking about women, but we're talking about minorities being involved in different important responsible positions in photography.
That's a big subject. I mean, photography is an expensive business to get into, so you need to have some kind of understanding of where you, of what you're leaping into before mm-hmm. you actually decide to mm-hmm. go into business. And then what is the future of photography? Is it going to be big cameras, or is it going to be the quick picture with the iPhone or your iPad? Where is photography going? How broad are we painting this picture, or are we just discussing
whether the camera is going to be small, large or small? We're looking at who's going to be behind the camera. So we have to think about the people who are going to lead us in the next 20 years.
I think women are getting more into studio photography. I think they are pushing into wedding photography, areas that they feel that they can relate to. You see more women venturing forth into, you know, into war zones and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Going back to what Janice said about being in the club, and we're all in the same club as it turns out, and she going to the men for advice, but I have noticed that a lot of the men have had careers or currently have careers in photography, so they do know a lot, and they are willing to share, which is really nice. There are more women showing up in our club, and mm-hmm. I think digital photography, yeah, anybody can take a digital camera and take a picture, and it looks decent, but there are some people, like me, for instance, that I like the technical side of things, but if you want to take it to the next level, maybe go professionally, maybe not, maybe just do it because you want to do the best you can. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The software is big, and digital photography is mediocre until you bring it into the software and manipulate it, or, you know, you do need to have an eye for it. You do need, again, to go back to composition, which most people, they'll just take snapshots of anything and they're happy with that, okay. Even if it's a little out of focus, but I mean, that's something like that would drive me nuts. But there's more women I see coming into the club, and okay. I haven't done the numbers. I'm actually the secretary of the club, but mm-hmm. I haven't crunched the numbers to see how many women compared to men, but right. I think it's almost 50-50 at this point. Wow, it's really grown.
So do you think in the past women have been overlooked because they were the parent taking care of kids, because they weren't involved in that part of the business?
Well, it depends on how far back you're going, because if you go back to, let's say, the 1920s or 30s or something like that, that was absolutely taboo for mm-hmm. women to do something like that. I mean, it was something that wasn't allowed even. So again, it's just one of the many challenges that women have had, you know, towards all the kinds of things of equality. And I think the same thing has happened within
right.
photography.
Right. Now, do you have any female photographer heroes that you follow? Any particular names?
I can't think of her name right now, but who did all the photography during the Dust Bowl in the 1930s?
Dorothea Lange.
Say the name
again?
Dorothea
Lange.
Oh, Dorothea Lange, that's right. I've always enjoyed looking at her pictures. I think in some respects, when I had first come upon them, I was really impressed with them. And I often thought, you know, that must be amazing to go out and to go into it, because I don't know, I guess you could call her a photojournalist mm-hmm. in the sense that she was not just taking pictures for an art kind of thing, but she was trying to get ideas and messages across, and that really impressed me a great deal.
Right. I remember being at a shoot, I'm not sure if it was, pretty sure it was in New York, I don't remember exactly where it was. And there was a photographer in charge, and it's a woman. And it was a pretty elaborate set, and I was just watching. And everybody kept going, well, where's the photographer? Where's the photographer? And they assumed it was a man. And it was her right there, standing right there. And she didn't, of course, blink and think, well, you know, that's just the way it is. She just had to deal with it and just went on. But to make an assumption like that is kind of being, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. If you're, you know, you're the assistant, you're the makeup artist, what are you? No, I'm the lead photographer here, and I'm going to take these photos. So do people feel more comfortable when women, when they take photos of, like, portraiture, do you think? I think you would have an opinion on there, Alma.
Well, I think mothers of infants would feel more comfortable with a female photographer only because they feel like their baby will be handled, you know, properly. And then maybe be more comfortable with a female photographer if it came to boudoir photography or something, you know, personal.
Right.
And I venture to say that I think male photographers would probably scout out a female assistant just for the advice,
right,
the creative advice on such, you know, portraitures.
Right. Anyone else have an opinion? You think women can handle certain jobs in photography better than men? I mean, that's what I do is when I want someone to be my assistant, I don't want a man to be my assistant. I want a woman who has an eye for clothing and hair and makeup, things that men have no idea or care about. And because when you're taking that shot, I may be so busy in trying to do my setup that I don't look at to see what the details of her clothing, her hair, makeup, and a woman goes, oh, right away, and they know. They can just take a look. So that is a big score for women. Okay, what else do you think is the advantage?
I have a question for you. On a professional level in photography, is it more difficult for female clients than males?
Well, that would be a question I would ask you guys, but my answer is yes, it is more difficult. It's traditionally, I have five people. I'm an editor of a magazine, and I know these three guys, and they do a good job. And I know these two other, these are females, I'm not sure, because I don't really work with them that much, or, you know, their style is not what I'm looking for. So there's always a reason that they're not picked. That's changing, of course. We have Annie Leibovitz, who's very well known, famous, that had her share of success and failures, and she's doing really well at this point.
Well, she just did those Disney things.
She did the some of the Oscars for some of the magazines, those shows. She's done the Queen of England. So she's a high-profile celebrity type of photographer. And she, you know, she could probably write a book about her,
the way she
came
up. She
probably has. Coming up. No, well, I'm not sure she has a book that says, these are the problems I had because I was a woman. Mm-hmm. She started in Rolling Stone magazine, by the way.
Like that magazine.
Yeah, from, I think, 70s or something like that. And she took photos of all the rock acts and stars. And then she worked herself up. There's some very, very strong, interesting women. There's one that is incredible. Her name is Olivia B. And she's 19 years old.
Wow.
And she's already started her career at 15 years old doing a shoot for Converse sneakers. And she is very talented. And you can check out her work at oliviab.com, I believe it is. I'm not sure. And she has a certain young style, and so, you know, these are the kind of women that other women should be looking at and saying, well, look what they did. How did she get to be recognized so early? I recently interviewed last year Lindsay Adler, and she's also on the podcast here at last year WPPI, and she's a 27-year-old, already has three books.
Wow.
Right. and she's doing really well in fashion and wedding photography. So she's doing, she's moving up as well. So there is room, and there's also, of course, the chances that someone will spot your work. And it's just like everything else. It's made of timing, being noticed somehow, and always never giving up. So do you see any issues that you think are blocking you from moving forward?
I see none. But when you were saying about who might be more comfortable with the female photographer, I think certain situations that are maybe sensitive situations, I think, for example, the president might be feel less threatened with a female photographer on the premises. Maybe brides might feel that female photographers mm-hmm. are less invasive in their day.
Right. What about negotiations for money? You think women, is it easier to deal with women than men?
I think men will, I think men may be taken a little bit more seriously and not haggled as much. You agree?
Well, on the whole, men are a lot more assertive than women. And so they also might be just cut, like you say, cut and dry. You know, these are the costs. And, you know, do you want to hire me for this cost? And that's about it. So, but I'm not on the professional level.
Right.
I do it for a hobby.
But I just, in general, if you were buying something, would you want to buy something like a car? Would you relate better with a woman than a man?
No.
I guess it depends on what you're buying.
No what?
No, I don't think I would.
You don't want a man?
I would prefer to have a man.
Oh, you
do? I don't
do.
Think I really want to deal with a woman. Isn't that strange?
Because you're assuming that men know more about cars?
Yes.
No, I just feel like I can be more assertive with a man than I could with a woman.
Another woman.
Yeah. Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't know. I would tend to get my way.
I would prefer a man to sell me a car, but I would prefer a woman to give me a pedicure.
I think as far as careers for photography, I mean, if you're a photographer and you're going to do this for a living, you have to have a lot of guts. You got to have a lot, you know, you're going to have to go for the jobs, and it's going to be very insecure. I mean, you know, you're going to have a job now, and then maybe you won't have anything. You got to look for the next project. Whereas I think women kind of would like things kind of secure. So, I mean, we kind of, that's why I think we go for the office jobs, because we got that steady paycheck. And then if we can get the photography done on the side and make money, that's fine.
If you decide that you really want to do this and you want to build this business, then you've sort of committed yourself to this project. And I think that women are have just as much determination as anybody, they want to do it, they can. They're not going to be just giving away the store because they want the
Except if they have a family and they have young children. I think that would be a deterrent in that you always have to balance everything, where if the man was going into photography professionally and he was married, that weight of taking care of all the needs of the kids, like it or not, it still is an equal as far as, you know, on the home front. Mm-hmm. So it's perhaps an advantage for the man, because and if he has a wife that's taking care of all of that, and it doesn't flip as quickly or easily as you would hope it would mm-hmm. do.
Okay. Well, I did hear some things, though. I heard that in your photo club, the men are willing to give you and share information, which is great. So no one has ever said, no, I don't want to share that piece of information. So, yes.
And no one has been condescending, saying, oh, no, it's just, that's too detailed or too technical for your poor little
But do you think that exists someplace, somewhere?
It's human nature. It probably does, but I think we promote in our club a very open exchange of ideas, and everybody's very supportive. Maybe we just have an unusual group. Yeah, we've really built a nice club. Hmm. But I'd like to think that most photographers would be willing to share tips and ideas. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I would have this feeling, but sometimes I feel uncomfortable in bringing the discussion of photography down to the level of the novice, because those other people who have been professional photographers or have been doing it for such a long time, they're coming to this club for their own reasons, you know, for an interchange with people who are on their level. And sometimes I think that we do cater to the novice, you know, photographer that comes into, whether female or male, that comes into the group. And I often wonder if they tire of that. Mm-hmm. What would you think?
Well, that's a good question. As far as I know, the club consists of mostly beginners and intermediate. There are some at the more advanced levels and some that are professionals. In some clubs, the numbers don't look that way. They're actually different. They're more intermediate to advanced to professionals, and the beginners are just in some cases excluded or not counted on or not recognized. So you do have to kind of shop around and find a place where you feel you belong. And if that's the place that you think you're comfortable with, of course you're going to stay, whether, like you said, male or female.
So we just got lucky.
So, but the other thing, whoever is in charge has to know that how to direct things and how to keep things from becoming cliquish. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other clubs that would just have the women, and then they have their own little house parties and things like that. And then they have like their own subgroup, and that's great. That's great.
And they weren't born with this superior knowledge. They had to have started at the beginning at some point in their lives and accumulated this skill and this knowledge, right? So at one time, they were just at the same place we are. So I would think that there is some interest in helping us get to the next level. In addition, I would think it makes me feel good to help somebody else along, give them a tip. It doesn't take anything away from me to share some knowledge or give them a clue.
So you're basically saying they have a head start on you.
That's all, a head start, and they're just helping you along the way. If somebody asked, how do I get to the corner, you know, you're not going to say, I'm not going to tell you that, figure it out. Mm-hmm. You're going to help them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's just the way, I guess that's the way it is in your situation, but in other places may be different, especially in the real commercial world, where it's a competitive business of male and female, you know, vying for the same jobs.
Right. In that case, you don't want the competition coming up.
Yeah, so there's a lot. I mean, I've seen many women outside trying to photograph somebody, and then they lose control of what's going on. Would a man have done it different? I don't know. But sometimes people, especially large groups of people, don't listen to that one person, the female, saying, you know, everybody get together, do this, do that, stay, hold that while I go over here. And so sometimes they lose that confidence that they can do it. Because of the situation. Has that ever happened to anyone?
Yes, with the family. They are the worst group to photograph.
Yes. They're picky. You have to get somebody else to photograph.
Is it because you're related or why?
I think it's because when you have a certain position in your family, I guess you would call it, and like say, for instance, if you're someone that your nephews love to tease you, as in my situation, if I were trying to get the whole family to cooperate, they would be cracking jokes and doing things like that. So family, I think, is more difficult to photograph than anybody else.
It is.
Yeah. Anybody else have a story about that? You ever tried and somebody...
Oh, the pictures always come out bad because somebody's always mugging or they just... They're critical, like, oh, you're taking too long. And I think this one has just wandered off, you know?
But it's not because you're the woman, right?
It's not, no. It's just because I'm part of the family.
Okay. Right. They feel comfortable.
Enough to misbehave. Now, if I were a professional and they had hired me, well, they're going to get their money's worth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to add to your discussion about women in photography? You think it's going to change, of course. Do you think things are changing to accommodate more women?
I think the word gets out, and you go to this club, and you meet others, and you tell your friends. Your friends happen to be women too, and it grows and grows. And sooner or later, you find more people were interested in this hobby than you thought. And I don't know everybody's situation here, but for me, I had to kind of wait till I raised my children, raised my family, and now I feel like this is my time.
Okay.
And, you know, it's everything I had held in me, but now I get to express it because I can now, you know, purchase things that mm-hmm. I need and I want mm-hmm. And go out and try all these wonderful things with my camera.
Right. So there's no holding back Alma now. She's
not
on
at
her
this
way,
point. Right?
Yes.
As for me, a big surprise for myself was the part that has really intrigued me is the post-processing part.
Oh, yes.
And as I talk to other women, I belong to another organization called the Associated Artists of the Inland Empire. And I will talk to other women about whether or not they have an interest in photography. And the more typical response is, I can't do that. I can't do that on the computer. No, there's just too many technical words, and it, you know, it frightens me to even try these things. And I was totally green with, you know, doing this until I took one or two classes. And that's the part that intrigues me because, like you said, you can take the picture, but if you totally avoid the post-processing step, then you are limiting yourself as far as trying to do something unique and trying to do something artistic.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is that where men dominate as well, you think, in the post-processing?
I don't know if they want to spend that amount of time sitting behind a computer mm-hmm. designing, like I would.
Right. I mean, I think you're right on that.
So women would spend more time editing?
Well, some of the women that I have met that have been very interested in this love that idea of looking into the whole process of creating layers so that you have texture, you know, mm-hmm. in your background and stuff like that.
Right. So maybe men have less patience?
Maybe so.
Yeah? No?
I don't know. I know that the men in this club were very well aware of what to do in a post-processing step, especially with landscape photography.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed to mastered that quite well.
Okay. So that would be your next step. Once mm-hmm. you get proficient at your camera, then become proficient in editing your images, right?
Well, you would think it would go like that. But if you get trapped into the post-processing, there's this danger
yes.
that you do more with that than you do with taking, you know, the initial picture.
It's making it good from the start.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I'm definitely at fault there because I have to now step back and tell myself I've got to learn how to do a lot more just with the camera
right.
and then go into the post-processing.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Last minute comments?
As far as a gender challenge, I'm predominantly into landscape photography right now. I'm exploring portrait photography, but I'm more of a landscape photographer. And for a woman to kind of go out into up a hiking trail on her own or you know, let's go get a picture of the eclipse and let's get up to the top of the mountains. I'm lucky I can drag my sister, who's also a photographer, and do that. Or, you know, as the club, we do outings together, and so we can go to places together and kind of watch out, like, yeah, don't don't go off the edge of that railing there, because, you know, it's, you kind of need to have someone with you anyway, but as a female, I'm kind of more hesitant to go out on my own.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
All right.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to... Anything else regarded our topic of women in photography? I guess everything, all the doors are open. You can go any direction you want. You can improve as much as you want, right?
Yeah, I think you can. I just decide which direction you want to go and pursue it totally and see where it takes you.
Well, thank you.
It's endless.
It's endless, that's right. Well, thank you for your time. And the topic again was women in photography, and the panel was Elizabeth, Janice, Yvette, and Alma. So thanks, ladies. We'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.